Right, so I am back at Crawley Library for another WordFest event. Today is Children's Day, a children's festival specifically at the library, and there's lots of authors and workshops and other such things going on. And I'm with author Jamie Thompson, author of the Dark Lord series.
Wow.
And Jamie, tell me about what you've been up to today.
Well, I've done a little bit of a sort of PowerPointy thing when I talk about the plot of the book, and then I get all the kids to talk like Dark Lords. So I get them all standing up and they're going, wah ha ha, or perhaps you may call me Master, and various other Dark Lordish phrases, which the kids love, and I hope that they take back to their schools. Well, the teachers probably aren't quite so keen on it. And then a little writing workshop where they come up with a setting and some characters, and we sort of thread a little story together, which is usually full of hilarious stuff. Today's setting was the Bog of Eternal Stench. And they decided it was going to be called Stench, and the bad guy was Dr. Dragonfly. So it was a lot of fun sort of doing creative workshops where they create their own characters, and I sort of help them along to thread a narrative structure through their wacky characters that kids come up with. So it's been fun.
Excellent. I'm not familiar with the Dark Lord stories. What's the character all about? What are the stories?
Well, it won the 2012 Roald Dahl Funny Prize, which is great. Wonderful to win that. But the basic premise is a Dark Lord like Sauron or Voldemort or Darth Vader is defeated by the archetypal White Wizard and he's cast into the outer darkness. And he falls and he falls and he crash lands in modern-day Surrey in a Tesco car park. And he's been regressed into the body of a 13-year-old boy. So that's basically the plot. The police find him. They say, "What's your name, boy?" And he goes, "Boy, I'm the Dark Lord." But it comes out, "Boy, I'm the Dark Lord." And they think he says Dirk Lloyd. And they make him go to school. So essentially it's Sauron goes to school in Surbiton.
Excellent. So are these aimed at boys particularly?
Not really. It does work for girls. It's interesting because if you did, you couldn't really do this 30 years ago. It's sort of thing, you need to have a zeitgeist, as it were, of Dark Lords, which because of Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings is everywhere. And it's interesting, it's been translated into German and Spanish and Italian and various others. But they just put Dark Lord on the cover and then everything else is in German because everyone knows what a Dark Lord is. So it's a sort of timely moment to re-examine that kind of genre, and it does take the mickey out of it a bit, but it's I like to think it's a bit more subtle than that, so it's a loving homage to sort of fantasy, but whilst also being funny and with a different take. Dark Lord story, you know.
Yeah, a loving reverence kind of...
as well as being funny and silly. Because why do Dark Lords want to conquer Middle-earth? Should Dark Lords have mothers, don't they? Or what's their motivation? They must have a point of view, so it's that kind of thing.
I suppose with you know things like the Lord of the Rings, when the stories were written, it was kind of immediately post-war, and there's probably a kind of more serious kind of view to it. Whereas now, what you sort of say there's a genre, there's a kind of context there for it, and kind of things you can kind of afford to kind of take the mickey out of the stories and take them out of context and put them somewhere else.
Absolutely, yes. And people will get it now, whereas before, you know, what is a Dark Lord would be the question. It's a bit like that film Galaxy Quest. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, yeah.
So you couldn't do Galaxy Quest without Star Trek to be there first. So it's that kind of take on an already existing sort of idea. But it was a lot of fun because once you start with the idea of a Dark Lord having to go to school, all the characters come out of that. You know, there's got to be a headmaster. And his voice is so strong as he wanders around talking like a Dark Lord, which is hilariously entertaining. So it was great fun to write.
I saw the other night on the launch party on the Do Stuff bus, they had one of Jeff Norton's videos about the zombie kind of having to adjust to sort of to normal life and having kind of problems and it was kind of playful way of just kind of another take on a kind of genre that's sort of possibly exhausted, but you just find something else to do with it, I guess.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much the same kind of thing, taking an archetype and then turning on its head.
And are you glad to be back at WordFest? I remember you from one of the events last year.
Yes, last year. Always fun to come to Crawley. Doesn't sound like it, but it's not too bad. In the snow. Curses, I don't live too far away, so it's nice and easy. And it is a rather nice library.
Fantastic. And where online can people discover more about the Dark Lord? Where's the best place to go?
I suppose online it would be the Hachette Children's website. Orchard Books is the publisher. I'm working on a website myself at the moment, but we haven't really got it around to putting it up yet.
Excellent. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Jamie. Thank you very much.
No, cheers. Thank you.